7:33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. I noticed two recent items in the news which illustrate the all-too-familiar occurrence of covering up a problem but not fixing it. They involve the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill off the Gulf of Mexico and the current sequestration law of the U.S. federal government. Now, let's be more precise. It's the decision to use chemical dispersants as a method to stop the oil from coming onto beaches, mangroves, and bays, and the recent bill that was passed, which allows the Department of Transportation to bring back FAA employees who had been furloughed because of the sequester. Okay, first of all, what was the problem in these cases? For the oil spill, it was, pardon the irony, clear. Try and stop the oil from damaging the environment and the living creatures that are a part of it. This was a massive task, since the spill was 4.9 million barrels, it has been estimated at. Yes, that's 4.9 million barrels. The oil just kept coming and coming for 87 straight days. Now, dispersants help solve the oil spill problem, at least temporarily. I mean, that's what they do, disperse. So it seems logical to assume that the beaches and bays are in better shape now than they would have been if dispersants were not used. But information keeps coming out about the potential long-term damage they may have helped create. Gulf shellfish and edible fish absorbed more oil from the spill because of the chemical dispersant, Corexit. And guess what else has happened? Eyeless shrimps and eyeless and clawless crabs, potentially linked to dispersants and oil. Moreover, an enormous amount of microscopic organisms called foraminifera have died, and people are sick, including divers who took marine life and water samples after the accident. Now, what was the problem for the Department of Transportation? That there was flight delays and people, including members of Congress, were getting mad. Airline industry groups and businesses related to tourism were not happy campers either. Now, a new law was passed that solved the problem, so you couldn't blame the sequester for your flight delay. But the problem really didn't get solved by this one action if you define the problem as a rational way to reduce the size of the U.S. budget deficits. I mean, what program will be next for Congress to decide that the sequestration effect is simply intolerable, and then another program may need to be spared? The inadequacy of short-term answers is becoming clearer by the day. Where does the United States want to go in the long run with protecting the environment and our energy choices? And is it possible to reduce our deficits with a little more rationality instead of lurching from crisis to crisis? Thanks for listening. Missed a past episode of Room 33? They're all there on my website, carltroutman.com. And be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.